One of the best parts about having a podcast is you are never going to run out of content again. I'm being totally serious. Whether it's posting for social media, blogging, email marketing, downloads, or client outreach, there are endless ways you can repurpose your podcast. Hello and welcome to Podcast for Profit. My name is Morgan Franklin. I'm a podcast producer, strategist, and educator. This podcast will help you create and grow a podcast that cuts through the noise of social media and speaks directly to your target audience. If you're ready to create a podcast that will align you with the experts in your industry, position yourself as a trusted leader, and create another source of revenue for your business, you're in the right place. Now, a few months ago, I was listening to a podcast with Hala Tala, and she was talking about how she originally started ranking on Apple Podcasts. What she would do is she would publish an episode, and then she would send out messages to her contacts on LinkedIn and give them a brief description of the podcast. And then she would tell them why she thought this episode specifically would bring value to their business. I think this strategy is absolutely genius. It's a great way to spread the word about your podcast while simultaneously opening up a conversation with a potential client or new connection. Who doesn't love a podcast recommendation, right? I know I do. Who doesn't love it when someone sends them a message and says, "Hey, this made me think of you"? Repurposing your podcast as client outreach, if done correctly, and hear me when I say that, if done correctly, could open the doors for you to have multiple new high-quality conversations starting every week that could easily convert into a sale. But please do not spam your contacts list. You know what I'm saying when I say this. This has to be done responsibly and with intention. I think it's totally fine to have a base message you send out, but do it with integrity and actually take the time to find people that will benefit from what you're sending them. As every person on the internet knows, no one wants to be bombarded with information they did not ask for. But say, for example, and this is a real life story that happened to me this week, I met someone at a networking event and they told me that they really wanted to learn about podcasting, but they especially wanted to know how podcasting could make them money because they could not justify spending all that time that it would take to make a podcast and it not make them money. I followed up the next day and I just sent him a quick casual DM, nothing fancy. I said, "Hey, it was great to meet you. Here's a podcast episode I thought might help you." And you know what? From that conversation, they ended up booking a coaching call with me and now they're starting a podcast. So it really can be that simple and easy, but don't force it. Just send a quick message and say, "Hey, I thought that this could help you," and move on. Podcasting is all about connection. And when you're putting in that tiny bit of extra effort to bring value into people's lives and genuinely care about their success, it goes a really long way. We've lost a lot of these touch points that we used to have in business. And so when we're able to bring in a little bit of value into someone's life, it can be so powerful. That's why it's important to find the purpose behind what you're creating. If you've ever worked in sales, and I know a lot of my business owners listening right now will know exactly what I'm saying. If you're selling a product that you believe in, it is so incredibly easy, right? But if you're trying to sell some crappy, shoddy, thrown together product, or you don't believe in it, it's almost impossible to promote and sell it. So think about this when you're outlining episodes and you're thinking about your topics and you're booking guests. How can you make this podcast the best it can possibly be and have the best outcomes for you and your listeners? So let's talk about a few of the more conventional ways to repurpose your podcast. This is going to be kind of a rapid fire style list for social media. Let's get into it. First is LinkedIn. Make a graphic. Talk about your episode. Talk about the value of your episode. If you have a guest, make sure that you're tagging them. You're including the guest, you're tagging their business. Share with the other professionals in your network how this podcast can help them or bring them entertainment or inspire them. I think sometimes we forget how simple it is just to say what our podcast is about. Instead of trying to think of all of these crafty ways to try to get people to listen and hook them in, just share the value. Share what your listener can expect and what they can gain out of this episode. Next, let's talk about Meta, Instagram, and Facebook. Here is where we're going to get into some varied territory if you have a video recording of your podcast or not. If you have a video, I want to encourage you to take the time to break it into some shorter form content. Find two or three of the best clips from your episode and make some reels from it. If you don't have video, that's totally okay. I find most of my audio-only podcasts to be just as effective as the ones with video. Make a graphic with an intriguing pull quote, or if you have a guest on the episode, feature a photo of your guest and a quote from them on the episode, or a question you ask them, or a statistic or fact that revolves around something that you discussed. This doesn't have to be so difficult. I think sometimes we make things way harder than they have to be. But the most important thing is that you're showing up consistently and you're serving your audience with value. And one quick tip is sharing any content that you're sharing to your feed throughout the week, make sure that you share it to your story as well. And I would say several times, as I've said before on this podcast, only 10% of the people that follow you actually see your content. So if you're sharing something that was on your feed even three times on your stories, because we all know those people that are just clicking through on the stories and they really don't look at the feed because the feed is all ads and people we don't know anyway, that's a 30% chance that someone will be able to see that versus the just 10% that you had before. A lot of times I will make two different graphics for every episode and I will just go ahead and upscale those to be the size of a story so that if I don't want to share it and I want to have a new piece of content to put on my stories, I'll already have it. And if you want to make a reel but you don't have video to pull, just go ahead and use the audio, upload the audio, throw on some animations onto your images and text and go from there. Like I said, this does not have to be so hard and don't let it limit you if you aren't doing video yet. I know a lot of people come to me and they're already overwhelmed with their podcast idea. They don't really know where to start and they're already talking about video. My best advice to you is eat this elephant one bite at a time. Don't try to be going into video when you haven't even mastered audio yet. It is okay to take these things one step at a time. And I think that a really good kind of middle of the road option for this is to make an animated video out of what you're talking about. Throw your podcast cover on there, maybe a photo of you, maybe a photo of your guest, and use some animation, like I said, so that there's actually something to watch. But don't let this hold you back from making short form video content. Two really great tools I highly recommend is Canva and CapCut. They both have free options and they'll just make creating your content so much easier. I've been using them both for several years now. And like I said, it's great because you can start out for free. Also, the CapCut app, I still just have the free version of that. But something really cool that you can use in that app is automated captions. So you go ahead and put your video in there or whatever piece of audio that you have, and it will write out what the caption is with the video. And I find that to be incredibly useful. Back in the day, I remember I had to get on Premiere and write out every single word for my transcript or take it from somewhere else and put it on. So this is a game changer for anyone that wants to have their captions on screen with their video. Like I said, CapCut. This is included in the free version, so make sure that you're taking advantage of things like this. I know that we talked briefly about short form videos for Instagram, and I said 2 to 3 of your best clips and turn those into reels. When you're creating these, also save them for TikTok. Now, do not download them from Instagram and repost them onto TikTok. I see a lot of people doing this. And from the beginning, let's just go ahead. If we're editing it on our phone or in CapCut or Canva or wherever it may be, go ahead and save it in a third-party location. That way, you already have it. You're not trying to scrape it off of another social media if you ever want to reuse it. But if you have a video from Instagram you're trying to upload to TikTok with an Instagram watermark, not only is it going to look very unprofessional and messy, but it's not going to perform very well on TikTok because they already know that it came from Instagram and they do not play that game. The last two social medias are two that people tend to overlook when it comes to podcasting, but in my opinion, can be some of the best, especially because there isn't as much competition. The first one is Reddit. If you find a Reddit community that makes sense, okay, for your content and you share a post or you comment on a thread with your episode, that can help drive you tons of traffic to your podcast. But make sure it makes sense and that it's actually providing value to the community. Redditors, as some of you may know, are incredibly fickle. And I would not just bust up in there trying to self-promote my podcast without some serious value add that makes sense for the people you're pitching it to. The last one is Pinterest. Please, 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 whatever you do, if you don't post on any other social media, take the time to make a few graphics and post them on Pinterest. This post will go further and get better reach than any post that you could make on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook that's just going to be gone in 2 days. What makes Pinterest so special is most of the pins don't even start to hit their prime until about 3 months, I'd say, and will still be in circulation for over a year. This form of repurposing is a long game, but I think that you should take the time. Wow, so even with what we've just talked about, there is no reason that you are not easily repurposing your content in any given episode 10 different ways. And most of them are so simple. Schedule a graphic and be on your merry way. Let's talk about blogging. If you aren't creating a blog out of each one of your podcast episodes, you are missing a huge opportunity for improving your Google ranking and SEO. People pay thousands and thousands of dollars every month for businesses to write blog posts for them. And you have an easy blog that can go up every week. This is a quick personal story about me, but at my first professional job, I was a content writer for a company that outsourced digital marketing for a much larger company. In 2014, we all remember that 10 years ago, we were charging $95 per blog post. That is how valuable blogging is to SEO. And some of you are just completely letting that opportunity slide out the back door. If nothing else, copy what your episode description says and transcribe your episode and put it out there. It doesn't get much easier than that. It will take you 15 minutes and it will drive traffic to your website. I promise. It'll help you rank higher on Google. And it'll help you build your domain authority and give you a custom page to direct to your show notes and social media posts. So instead of sending them to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, now you can redirect them to your website, which is going to give you so many more opportunities to bring someone in as a lead. The last repurposing strategy we're going to talk about today is emails. I know, everyone loves creating email campaigns and you just can't wait to think up all the new things that you're going to send out to your email list you've completely abandoned for the past 3 months. But this is your ticket out of email purgatory and always being stressed out about what you're going to send. I know exactly how you feel. Now you have something fun, new, and fresh to be sending out to your list every week. Again, this doesn't have to be hard. This can be a short message with the core points of your podcast, where to listen to it, and if you want to get fancy with it, ask for topic recommendations. Like I said, this is a two-way street. Podcast is all about communication. Ask your listeners what they want to hear from you, or use that end of the email to create a new lead to your website or your product or scheduling an appointment with you. No matter where you are in your podcasting journey or what your audience looks like across social media, I want to encourage you to take the time to repurpose your podcast episodes and be proud of your podcast. You have a podcast. That is incredible. People need to know, and no one's going to tell them if you don't. If you're still listening and you're thinking, wow, Morgan, this seems like overkill. I think people would be really annoyed if I did all this stuff. I promise you, 75% of the people you know and who follow you will still have no idea what you're doing. The human attention span is 8 seconds. You have 8 seconds to convince someone to stop what they're doing, click on your podcast episode, and actually listen to it. Think about how many posts you've passed up of people who are promoting their podcast or anything really, probably hundreds, right? Probably hundreds today. On top of that, Meta averages that only 10 to 20% of our followers see any of our posts. So if you're out here putting out only one piece of content and hoping that will be enough, I want to encourage you to keep going. I know this isn't easy, but just remember, if it was easy, everyone would do it. And if you took the easy way out, you wouldn't still be listening to this episode. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast and you'd like to hear more episodes like this one, go ahead and subscribe to the show. New episodes air every Monday morning. And if you found this episode valuable and you want to help other business owners and podcasters, will you leave me a 5-star review? It helps the show rank higher in the charts and brings more entrepreneurs the information they need to start making money on their podcast.